is a refrain I have on the screens before you and want to use with you. Periodically during this reflection, this message, I will speak the words intended consequence. Would you respond? The cross meant to kill is my victory. Jesus enters Jerusalem alive. He leaves her gates to die. He enters to Hosanna's cry and will leave to shouts of crucify. But he was born to die, that in him we might die and live. Guiltless, he becomes guilty. We who are guilty then become guiltless. The sinless becomes full of sin, that we who are full of sin might become sinless. Intended consequences. The cross meant to kill is my victory. My sin, it's my debt, but he pays. It's my salvation, it's my need, but he spends his life. Lame run, blind see, deaf hear, and dead rise. Intended consequences. The cross meant to kill is my victory. A murderer they slay? No. A murderer they save. The Prince of Life is slain. Why? So that even his foes who put him to death, even these from death, might be set free. Why? So that sinners whose sins demand the price of death might have this debt fully paid by the beloved Son who knew no sin. They speak. He is silent. Wounds heal us. Scars mend us. Intended consequence, the cross meant to kill is my victory. He speaks, Father, forgive. Pressed down by sin, he raises sinners to life. He speaks, Father, why have you forsaken me? God is silent. In a world where bad is called good and good is called bad, the good, good Father abandons his Son for a creation of creatures gone bad. And we call that black, evil, killing Friday. That bad Friday, good. He speaks. I thirst. The one who sits in glory sets aside his glory, that we who sit in sin might be glorified. His crown, one of thorns. Ours, a crown of life. His a wine with gall, ours a wine of blood. His blood given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Intended consequence, the cross meant to kill is my victory. He speaks, it is finished. We are silenced, awed. God took on flesh. God died of his own free will for those who are bound by their will. Love to the loveless, that they might lovely be. He can't save himself, and thus saved is what we are, and saved is what we will be. Born to die, we die to live. The cross is death. The cross is life. In that garden called Eden, the tree of life became a tree of death. On that hill called Golgotha, Calvary, a tree of death became the tree of life. Thank God, he intended the consequence. The cross, meant to kill, is my victory. He speaks, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. This is Good Friday. It has intended consequences. The cross, meant to kill, is my victory. And now you and I come, and I would invite you to pick up that black stone that was given to you. Hold that in your hand at this point. Contemplate what it means to stand and what it would mean to stand guilty before our God. As you prepare to bring that and lay it upon the cross, I want you to contemplate, to think on, consider guilt for sins committed. And I invite you with me, in your heart, as I speak these words of confession, to confess your sins and prepare to bring them to this cross. Heavenly Father, we confess to you our sins. Sins that we know and sins that we don't know. Heavenly Father, we confess to you sins that we have committed against you. Sins that we know and those that we don't. And Father, we want to confess to you also those sins that we commit against one another. Again, sins that we know and sins that we don't. We ask for forgiveness. Hear our repentant hearts. Lord, have mercy upon us.